Welcome to episode 2 of Something New. While we try to figure out what our format is going to be and how things are going to go, we're going to try some different things. Speaking of trying different things, episode 2 is called Something New. Part of the artist's job is to continuously improve your skills. And from time to time, you'll run into plateaus. You know, those periods where you're putting in work and you either seem to be getting worse or things don't seem to be getting better. Well, one of the things that I like to do if I'm in a particularly long rut like this is to try to learn something new. Something new that is unrelated to what I was doing before. This doesn't mean that you need to master that skill or that I need to give up on what I'm actually passionate about. But instead, just for a week, 2 weeks, a month, try something that you haven't previously tried or that you haven't tried in 9 months. Right now, if you don't just automatically trust me on the second episode of a podcast from a guy you've never heard of before, then you're probably asking yourself, why? Like, why should I do this? And I get that because you're busy. I'm busy. Who has the time to go adding more hobbies and expense to their already too expensive lives? The answer is you. Really, most of us overestimate the things in our lives that pertain to us. Not all. Some people have emotional or psychological issues that prevent them from taking on more things, but most of us tend to overestimate our contributions to things around us, to people around us, to society. We overestimate how handsome or ugly we are. We overestimate how smart we are, how funny we are. We also overestimate how much of our day is taken up by things that we have to do. Most of us feel like we're being much more effective in our day-to-day lives than we really are. One of the things I've been doing for the last week or so since the last episode dropped is to take a moment-by-moment stock of exactly what I'm doing in a given day. I don't know how long I'm going to continue doing this, but I'm finding that there is a lot more time in my schedule that could be better used. Sometime in the near future, we can probably dedicate an episode on how exactly I'm doing this and how to take stock in what's going on day-to-day, a practice I believe that was originally popularized by Benjamin Franklin. Once you have an idea of some of the areas in your life that need to be shored up, pick a skill. It doesn't have to be a fancy skill. It could be handwriting, drawing, singing, something that doesn't necessarily require equipment or expert lessons. Once you have a new skill handy, I recommend spending some time on YouTube to see if you can find any good videos about how to do the things you want to do. Yes, I am actually suggesting that you can use YouTube to learn how not to waste time. Kind of. Right? But in this case, you're doing it for research purposes. Okay, got your thing? If not, pause, think about it, and write down a list of a few potential things, then resume. Don't worry, I'll wait. Are you back? Okay. With your new desired skill in hand, spend some time, a minimum of 15 minutes a day, twice per day, practicing the skill. For the skill I selected, I took a look at illustration and cartooning. I've always loved animation, and I loved drawing as a kid. But ever since I attended school for photography, I found my drawing skills were lacking and they got worse and worse the longer that I spent time as a photographer. And so, because part of this is what is something fun that I could do that I'm interested in, I figured out, okay, well, I can get a pencil easily and I can find paper anywhere. So I'll just start doing some illustrations from time to time. In the next couple of short episodes, while you're learning your new skill, if you end up joining us on this little journey. The next couple of episodes will be talking about why we might want to do this, giving examples of some of the benefits of taking on a new skill. So if you chose a skill where you can listen to a podcast, maybe a couple of these from time to time wouldn't be a bad idea while you're learning your new skill. Thank you for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you again next time on Art Goes Here.